This morning we're talking with Lorain High School Athletic Director Brian Corey. He's here to talk about something going on this weekend. Actually, Friday, February 19th, will be the last regular season basketball game played in the old Southview Gymnasium. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. So since this is sort of the last regular season basketball game, talk about, I guess, some of the things that are planned and how you've kind of want to honor Southview at this point.
Well, this sort of evolved over the course of the last 4 months. Myself and a few other individuals came up with the idea of commemorating the old Southview Gymnasium for the last regular season game being played this year, which is obviously this Friday. And it started by us inviting all former players, all former letter winners, both male and female, that played basketball. The response was pretty unbelievable. Currently, we have pre-registered. We have a little under 100 former players that plan on being in attendance. Again, that wasn't what we had anticipated, but it's obviously a great thing for the community and for all the players to be able to come back and get together, some of which are coming as far away as Atlanta, Georgia. We have a number of different players that are coming from out of town. We're going to do a social afterwards at AMVETS Post 47 here in Lorain for all those players and their family members to be able to get together and socialize. At halftime of the game, what we plan on doing is we're going to recognize each individual player that's in attendance, but then we're also going to be recognizing legendary former head coach Larry Stark. Coach Stark was an unbelievable impact on the community, the players, the school as a whole during his tenure as a head coach, which spanned 26 years. So I think it's going to be a really exciting evening. We put together some programs that have a lot of really neat pictures from past Southview teams, players, just tremendous history. And we're really excited.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of that history? What were some of the peak highlight moments or moments, I guess, maybe from Southview that people may recall?
Well, I mean, one thing that I think is going to be really, really neat is arguably one of the greatest sports teams to ever come out of the city of Lorain was the 1981 regional finalist team. And just about every player from that team is going to be in attendance that night. So I think that's something that's really neat, and I think that's really important to the history, athletic history when it comes to the city of Lorain.
And for those players too who maybe have not been connected over those years, coming together on the hardwood and sort of standing there, obviously will have an emotional moment too.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I'm really excited. Also, I have somewhat of a unique background when it comes to Lorain basketball, because I coached and taught for a number of years at Admiral King High School, and then I went over to the other side of town where I coached and taught for a number of years also at Southview. So I understand fully how emotional this is going to be for a lot of people and how exciting it's going to be, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Brian, something else kind of exciting. The Lorain City Schools has won a Leo Murphy Field and Equipment Grant. What is that, and how will it be put to use?
Yes, that too is something that we're really excited about. I applied for a grant a few months back. The purpose of the grant is to be able to help communities to supplement their equipment and apparel needs for their sports programs. It can also be used for field and facility upgrades. What we applied for the grant for specifically was to try to replace our existing middle school football uniforms. Unfortunately, and I know a lot of school districts deal with this, your numbers when it comes to the sport of football at times can be so high that replacing equipment and apparel for those programs can be extremely difficult. We have been forced to use the hand-me-downs from the high school when it comes to practice gear and trying to outfit our kids with uniforms for games. So this is going to be unbelievable. Not only does it allow our kids to look a lot better out there on the field, but also, too, for safety issues. One of the things that we're seeing more and more is at the middle school levels, the new pants that the kids use already have the pads inserted into the pants, so they're a part of the pants. So when you take those pants and you wash them, you're washing them with the pads already inside the pants, rather than a mad scramble of pulling those pads out, trying to store them, trying to find them. With middle school kids, trust me when I tell you I have a 12-year-old son, and I know exactly how it is with middle school kids. Things get lost. Things get misplaced. And that's going to make a big, big difference also for the kids, not having to worry about those individual pad inserts. So we're really excited, really excited.
Of course, those pads don't have to get thrown through the locker room either. Sometimes,
oh, trust me, obviously you've been in the middle school football locker room because after a game when you walk in, that's the first thing you see are those individual pad inserts laying everywhere.
Yeah, that's interesting how that is working. And they've obviously developed a way that those can be washed and not, come out okay on the other end through the.
Yep. Yes. And That is something new. I mean, that just companies just started making the pants that way a few years ago, and it definitely helps. It definitely makes a big difference.
Well, the reason why, getting back to the Southview night on that is the fact that there's going to be a new gym for Lorain next year. Tell me a little bit about how that's coming and what your anticipation for that.
We are definitely going to have one of the nicest athletic facilities in Northeast Ohio. The new gym is incredible. Obviously, I've toured it a handful of times. We're going to have what would be the equivalent of 3 94-foot basketball courts inside that gymnasium where we can use all three of those courts at one time, which is going to be incredible for us when it comes to practice. Right now, we have to be very creative with what we do and how we do it relative to practice. Obviously, we've gotten accustomed to the current situation, and we've made it work for us. But going into that new gym, it's definitely going to make life a lot easier, and it's going to allow the kids to have a better experience when it comes to training. So it's going to be a huge advantage for the kids, and obviously the facility is beautiful.
And it sort of comes at an interesting time, too, when the program is at a peak, too. So you kind of got a really big interest in the basketball, and then you'll have a facility to kind of match that, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, I mean, our kids and our coaches, they've done a tremendous job of adapting to the current situation. And it's a credit to them. Obviously, they've never made excuses. They just go to work every day and do everything they can to improve. And in the existing situation, the facility may not have been the best in comparison to a lot of these new facilities that we're seeing popping up throughout Northeast Ohio. But we're going to be right at the front of that come next year. So they've been patient, and we definitely appreciate it. And the community is going to see come next year one of the nicest gyms in the state of Ohio. And with that also comes a lot more seating, so the fan experience will be that much greater.
You're also, as an athletic director of the Lorain School, sort of the keeper then of the history. You mentioned about Southview. We got Admiral King, the old Lorain High. How are you kind of combining all that together to keep that kind of in a remembrance?
Well, the architects have done an unbelievable job. They've incorporated all three buildings in a variety of different ways. When you walk into our entrance and you go through what would be considered our lobby area, you're going to see that they took individual bricks from each of the three buildings and they combined them on the wall opposite our showcases. They also took portions of the flooring from each of the three individual buildings that represent each of those three high schools. We also have, which is going to be really neat and really unique, when you come through our main entrance to go to the gym, right there when you walk through that main entrance, we have an individual space for the Lorain Sports Hall of Fame. The Lorain Sports Hall of Fame will be able to move their museum from their existing home over to the new high school. So when people come to games, when they parents come to conferences, when we have various events taking place over at the high school, that museum will be open for parents, community members, fans to tour, which is a huge benefit.
All right. Well, it sounds like that's going to be kind of a neat experience for anybody to come through, and especially the new students to kind of get the sense of the history, even though some of them are creating the new history at the school. As you mentioned, this Friday, the last regular season basketball game being played at the Old Southwood Gym, but you're hoping for a couple more, I would assume, right?
Well, I mean, we hope so. Obviously, we play our first round tournament game next Wednesday at home against Avon Lake. So hopefully we have a good showing and we play well, and if we're fortunate enough to win that game, we will have one more sectional game that we would be able to host. Obviously, those things, you never know how that's going to play out, so you can't really predict whether or not you're going to be able to have a home tournament game. But also, too, the Ohio High School Athletic Association, technically, although you're hosting it, it is their event. So they don't allow for ceremonies and other types of halftime pregame activities. They don't allow that. So they want to create as neutral of an environment as possible. So with that, we wouldn't be able to have the type of recognition that we're going to have tomorrow for one of those tournament games.
Exactly. So you got your tomorrow night will be all about Southview at the game and getting folks excited as well for the Lorraine Titans who are playing. Again, our guest this morning is Lorraine High School Athletic Director Brian Corey. Thanks for sharing the details. I appreciate your time this morning, Brian.
Thank you for having me.